ورحمه الله وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح يا فتاح يا فتاح. Alhamdulillah, we are extremely grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to witness the blessed days of Dhul-Hijjah. The first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are so important that they have been given comparison to the days of Ramadan, and they have actually, the ulama have mentioned that these days are more sacred than the days in the holy month of Ramadan, except that they are not greater in virtue than Laylatul Qadr. Normally, these days are often neglected by people. The a'mal within these days are often neglected. Illa masha'Allah, those who Allah gives the tawfiq, those that Allah gives the ability, they will value these days. How do we value these days? We have to do as much good deeds within these days. We have to stay away from sin within these days. We have to do as much adhkar with our tongue as humanly possible. As within whatever is within our capacity, we're always doing tasbih, tahmid, tasbih, subhanallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Whatever tasbih that you know, glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever way that you can praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying Alhamdulillah often. Whatever way that you can say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise is due to you for everything that I have. My health, my wealth, my job, my family, everything that I have, Allah, all praise is due to you for it, and thank you for blessing me with it. Appreciate it. Be grateful for it. We should be occupying our mind in this sense often within these days. And also other a'mal that we do, we try and be regular in giving charity. We try and do as much Quran as we can. You know, at the beginning of Dhul Hijjah, last week I mentioned that we should try and finish one Quran before the Eid. Before the Eid. It's about 9-10 days. Insha'Allah, many of us will have finished. Insha'Allah. Insha'Allah. I have hope that people took on the advice and they finished one Quran, or they're finishing one Quran. Insha'Allah. If we haven't, it is never too late. You know, one of our respected teachers, a person would always say to him, Ustaz, I can't read Quran a lot. Or I sit down to read and I read a page and I get a headache, or I get occupied with something else. So he set a day for all the musallis to come to the mosque and read Quran. So 24 hours you come and you read as much Quran as you can. If you can come and go, whatever you want. But the aim was everybody try and finish one Quran. And nearly everybody that participated managed to finish one Quran in one day. So it's possible. We just have to have the himmah and the courage. May Allah give us the ability and the tawfiq to do this, inshallah. Also, my beloved brothers, since it is the blessed days of Dhul Hijjah, we keep in mind the Hujjaji Ikram, who are performing their pilgrimage. They are doing their tawaf, their sa'i, their safa, marwa. They're going to be spending the time in Muzdalifah, in Mina, in Arafah. They're going to be doing all the arkan and the rites and the rituals of Hajj. We go on that journey with them. So when it's the 8th day of Hajj, what are they doing? When it's the 9th day, what are they doing? When it's the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah, what are they doing? We keep in touch with them, meaning spiritually. Whatever they're going through, we wish that we were there with them, but we go on that spiritual journey with them. So when they're in Arafah, we imagine that we're there as well, and we're taking benefit from there. And those people that are there, they're making dua for us. We can't spend the night in Muzdalifah, but we wish that we were there. We will stay away from sin on that night. We will stay away from our bistar on that night. We will stay away from our duvi on that night and try and spend the time in worship. We will try and follow the Hujjaji Ikram in their spiritual journey, inshallah. And it's highly encouraged to keep a fast on the day of Arafah. The 9th of Dhul Hijjah is the day of Arafah, which will be this Tuesday. So it is highly recommended to keep a fast on that day. It will expiate the sins, delete the sins of the previous year and the sins of the upcoming year. Allah will forgive all of your minor sins just for keeping a fast on that one day. Ya Allah, Allah is so kareem, so forgiving, just looking for a chance to forgive us. Subhanallah, we will not find a more loving and generous creator anywhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Khaliq, our Malik, our Raziq, and we show extreme gratitude to Him for all of the mercy that He showers upon us. And my beloved brothers and sisters listening below, it is extremely important to touch upon a certain subject. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions talabul ilm fariḍa ala kulli muslim wa muslima. Seeking knowledge is a farḍ upon every single male Muslim and female Muslim. Now, generally, this is ilmi deen, the knowledge of your deen, to know what is right, what is wrong. What is halal, what is haram, what is jais, what is najais. But also, my beloved brothers, I would like to touch upon, but that's not the topic today. I want to touch upon the secular knowledge. Secular knowledge, this knowledge that you learn in schools, the knowledge that you learn in primary school, in secondary school, in nursery, in university. This is also extremely important to acquire this knowledge. A person who is learned and educated, he can be of more use to humanity. You know, when you go to the doctor, would you not like for your doctor to be a Muslim? Of course you would. When you're having a surgery, would you not like for your surgeon to be a Muslim? Of course you would. When you are going to an accountant, would you not like for him to be a Muslim? Of course you would. Except those that do all the tax fraud and stuff. Stay away from them. When you go on a plane, would you not like your pilot to be a Muslim? Of course you would. You know, if you see a beautiful building and you find out the architect of that building is a Muslim, would you not be happy? MashaAllah, Muslims have achieved a lot. And they have. And this is all because they gave importance to Dini Islam, but also they gave importance to secular knowledge. My beloved brothers, a heartfelt message from myself to everybody here. So we live in Glasgow. This is our city. We have to establish ourselves here in this city. We have to have Islamic organizations. We have to have places which inculcate good mannerisms within our children, and they offer them Dini Islam, but also at the same time they offer them secular knowledge. Imagine if you had one organization, one building, that you would send your children there and they would be educated with Dini Islam. They would have their Quran read. They would have breaks for Salah. They would be encouraged to dress modestly. They would be segregated. And at the same time, they're getting their secular education. They're doing their Nat 5s. They're doing their A-levels, their higher's and advanced higher's. And they're getting their degrees. And they're getting into good universities. And they're getting into good courses. Would we not be happy? We would say that, inshallah, we have achieved success as a community. My beloved brothers, many of us have been here 20 years, 30 years, 40, 50 years. Many of us have just arrived recently. How many Islamic organizations have we established as a community? As a Glasgow community, how many? Probably count them maybe one hand or two hands. But in 30, 40 years, is that enough? Is there enough? Is there enough? I believe that there is not enough. I believe that the needs of our Muslims and the youth is not being met. And those that are trying to establish some Islamic organizations, they're being faced with many, many difficulties and lack of support. And my heartfelt message from here is that there is an organization that comes to mind. Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor, many of you may know him as the Imam of Central Masjid. You may have met him, you may have not. You may have seen him in passing by. He wears an imamah. And normally he's walking with somebody because he cannot see. He's visually impaired. He can see a little bit, he's visually impaired. He has established an Islamic secondary school. It is called Al Khalil College. Now many of you might not even know that name. It's here within Glasgow. It's in Gorbals. It's opposite Batley Cash and Carry. How many of you have seen it? How many of you know that it exists? This organization offers secular education. It offers you secondary education. And it offers at the same time ilmi deen, the translation of the Quran, the explanation of the hadith, explanation of fiqh, aqaid, all of these things. All in the same building, all during school time. And it is segregated. Males are separate, females are separate. Male teachers for males, female teachers for females. And this is one man's mission, he made it possible. But he has a vision. Allah took his physical vision away from him, but I bear witness that he has an extreme vision for the people of Glasgow. He's trying his best to establish this, not for his own children, for the children of me and you. That's just one organization, my beloved brothers. Not if we have 1,000 children here, they can't enroll into that school. It has like 100 or 200 capacity. That's why you need multiple schools, and that's why you need to come together as a community and work together. Put your differences to the side and unite for the sake of our children. And we have to support these organizations. We must. You know, just recently I was reading an article in primary school. Children as young as 7 and 8 are being taught about anal sex. This is sex from the dubur, from the backside, which is haram and it draws the la'na of Allah. They're taught about it. They are given homework to go home and masturbate for homework and see how it feels. My beloved brothers, my question to you is, if the school is teaching that, are we comfortable sending our children? Some people will have no other option. But this is why we need to create the options. We need to work together and create these options. And Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor, his vision is not just secondary. He would love, he's got permission to open up a primary school and then a nursery. And he's got also permission to run a university, inshallah. But he has no support. Even the people that attend there, they will find a nuqs and a fault in everything. And the only thing that they won't do is they won't support it. My beloved brothers, if we cannot financially support them, then at least raise your hands and say, Ya Allah, those people around Glasgow that are making an active effort to safeguard the deen of our children, Ya Allah, please help them. Please remove their obstacles from their way. And if we have children that are at that age, inquire about it. Go and see the school. They would be more than happy to accommodate you. Go and meet the staff. You know, government schools do not have to raise a single penny because it all gets pumped in from the government. It's government funded. Which private school is funded? It's not. It's funded by me and you, by the 5 and the 10 pounds that we put into their charity box. That's how they run their school. We wish the sky would open up and Allah would just shower that building with lots of cash. It's not going to happen, is it? It's me and you that are going to have to put it in and support it. My beloved brothers, go and see the school in Gorbals. It's called Abbotsford House. Go and see it. It's a beautiful building. Go and see it. Speak with Mawlana. Speak with him. See what his vision is. See what he can offer your children. There is fees when you go there, of course. But they're very minimal. Very, very minimal. Hutchinson's Grammar School is a private school. They charge you about £13,000 a year. Can me and you afford that? No, we can't. Very expensive. Illa mashallah, maybe many of us here can. But they do not charge extortionate amounts like that. It's about £2,000 to £3,000 a year, and they split it up over the month. Of course, they need that to fund their school. That pays the teacher's salary. And these are not Tom, Dick, and Harry teachers. Excuse my language. They are not random teachers. These are fully qualified teachers, GCSE registered, which means they can teach in public schools as well. They are fully registered. And when that happens, my beloved brothers, when you are employing fully qualified teachers, you need to pay them the same that a normal school would. Now, how does a school that has no funding pay a £40,000 salary for one teacher, and you've got a team of 12 teachers? How does it afford it? How does it afford it? It's me and you that are going to help them. It's me and you. The sky is not going to open up and this cash is not going to fall onto that building. It's going to be me and you that are going to support it. Or we are going to raise our hands to the sky and ask Allah, please help that organization. Not just that organization. Every organization in Glasgow, in our vicinity, in Scotland, in UK, and around the entire world. All those organizations that are trying their best to safeguard the deen of our youth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove their obstacles. My beloved brothers, this was a very much needed reminder for each and every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give us the ability to maximize the remaining days in Dhul Hijjah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hujjaj Ikram's Hajj, which is soon upcoming, and they will start the days of Hajj very soon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each and every single one of them a Hajj Mabroor. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we have not performed our Hajj, to start making preparations for it, so that inshallah we can go in the future. Now we have one representative from Al Khalil College. He will be downstairs with a few banners, and he will be more than happy to assist you in any questions that you may have. He's one person, only one person from the team has come. Like I'd mentioned here as well, that when you have organizations like that, the team is very small, because not a lot of people can volunteer their time to it. So he's one of the volunteers that has came. And if you have any questions, he will be wearing a staff badge with Al-Khalil College written on it. Approach him and ask him any questions that you would like. Also, I would be more than happy to give you any information about the school, because I have worked there myself. A lot of the success that you see in the madrasa here, that we are operating, the ideas came from that school. The ideas came from Sheikh Abdul Ghafoor. And we've implemented it here. And you can see with your own eyes how the school has flourished. So you can see him, if we supported him and the other organizations around, inshallah, what they could achieve. Just one comment, that the Her Majesty's Inspectorates of Education, they're like the Ofsted. Ofsted's in England, but Scotland you have HMIE. Her Majesty's Inspectors of Education. They come and they inspect your school. So when he first opened his school, and they had his 3-4 day thorough inspection, they check absolutely everything from the building security, safety, to your education. They made a comment saying that your school, you, what you have achieved before opening, public schools have not even achieved it in 10 years. You've achieved it so soon. When they were checking all the way the system that he has, my beloved brothers, he cannot see. It is the vision of the heart and the light of the heart that he uses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability to support him. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just before we give the adhan, I'd like to mention that inshallah the Eid Salah will be taking place on Wednesday. On Wednesday, the Fajr Salah, just for Wednesday only, the Fajr Salah will be changed. It will be 4 o'clock. And then the first Jama'ah of Eid will take place at 5 o'clock, led by Sheikh Umar. The second Salah will take place at 8 o'clock, led by Mawlana Sarwar Sahib. And the third Salah will take place at 10 o'clock. Ladies and children are welcome. And inshallah, in the car park as normal, there will be light snacks provided. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to see the blessed day of Eid and allow us to experience the happiness on that day. Just before the adhan, can I request everybody to please sit close together, and if there is a space created in front of you, please move forward. Jazakumullah khair wa ahsan.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Please brothers are requested to stand up and make up the space for other brothers. If everybody can stand, all the space will be open up and then all the brothers will occupy. Brothers, please let us stand up. When you do that, you will see the space. That's, you see, if you stand up, we'll see the space. It doesn't cost any money to just stand up for 2 minutes or for just 10 seconds. Jazakallah. Let me sit down, please. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي لولا لطفه ما اهتدينا ولولا فضله ما تصدقنا ولا صلينا ولا صمنا ولا ضخينا ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أنزلت به السكينة علينا عليه أنفسنا وأهلينا فدينا ولولاه ما عرفنا الحق ولا درينا صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين شهدوا بدرا وهنينا أما بعد قد هان ذو الحجة الحرام شرعت لنا فيها أحكام وأعظمها التضحية من بهيمة الأنعام ومنها صيام العشر بمعنى التسع والقيام وكل عمل من شرائع الإسلام فقال فيها سيد الأنام عليه الصلاة والسلام ما من أيام أحب إلى الله أن يتعبد له فيها من عشر ذي الحجة يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام سنة وقيام كل ليلة منها بقيام ليلة القدر لا سيما صوم عرفة التي قال فيها عليه الصلاة والسلام صيام يوم عرفة أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبله والسنة التي بعده ومنها التكبير دبر الصلاة المكتوبات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أرسل بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى أزواج سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان كان. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Just a quick reminder to all madrasa parents, inshallah today is the last day of madrasa. There will be a jalsa performance taking place by the students, and also today will be the prize giving ceremony for their achievements during exams. All parents are invited to this gathering. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.